Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Here they come to the stripe. Richard Petty's STP Oldsmobile. Waltrip dives to the inside. Petty almost put him off in the grass, and Richard Petty will win.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best racer ever was. Most wins.
It's Richard Petty by a foot. Petty wins his 200th career NASCAR victory.
Well, without Richard Petty, where would the sport be? He's a king.
Petty is sliding, slamming into the wall. He's coming down toward the finish line. Will he make it?
Motor Racing Network presents Richard Petty, Road to Royalty.
The winner of the World 600, Richard Petty.
He's always got something funny to say, always got a story.
Ladies and gentlemen, this crowd is going wild at Daytona as Petty takes the checkered flag and wins.
From the Motor Racing Network studios in Concord, North Carolina, here is your host, Mike Bagley.
Hello, and welcome to Episode 7 of Richard Petty, Road to Royalty. You know, you don't win 200 races without losing many more than that, and Richard Petty certainly suffered his fair share of defeat.
Trouble for Richard Petty, and Cale Yarborough almost T-boned him.
Crashes left his body battered and broken.
Bonnet goes right over Petty's car, and he goes in the wall.
Some helped shape the trajectory of his driving career, and some changed the sport of NASCAR racing forever.
And it looks like the Petty Enterprises car and Gary Ballou's car also involved.
Today, we'll examine the shakes, rattles, and rolls of Richard Petty's colorful driving career. Racing and wrecking have always been close cousins. Even the greatest drivers finish the day dealing with twisted steel and bruised egos every now and then. And that includes NASCAR's king, Richard Petty. Over his 1,184 NASCAR races, Petty experienced his own share of pain.
Problem in turn number three. It's the Richard Petty. Chevrolet spinning, hits the wall, comes down.
Neil Bonnet drove the right side tires right up over Richard Petty's front end.
And Richard just slammed into him, the two cars hitting side to side, just like you were making a sandwich out of the two of them.
It was a painful day at Daytona in 1961 that thrust Richard Petty into the forefront of his family's racing enterprise.
One of our feathers down days, I guess, we ever had in racing. I wrecked in the first 100-mile race, tore the car all to pieces, and then Dave done it and tore the car all to pieces and tore himself up, that which really ended his career.
In one race, both Petty cars had been lost. What's worse, Lee Petty, the patriarch, was critically injured after his car flew through the Turn 4 barricade and out of the track. Richard's father spent the next 4 months in a hospital nursing broken ribs, leg, and a punctured lung. Lee Petty's driving career was over.
All of a sudden, I was driving the race car, working on the race car, keeping the books, and my brother was building all the engines and stuff. So, you know, it was just a rude awakening. We come up real quick, and we've done it all in probably 6 months. And again, it paid off in the long run.
Lee Petty's crash in the 1961 500 forced Richard and his brother Maurice to dig deep and press on. But as they succeeded in winning NASCAR races and championships, the hard hits kept coming.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In 1970's Rebel 400 at Darlington, Richard smacked the wall hard off turn four, crossed the track, and collided head-on into the inside pit wall. That sent his Plymouth tumbling down the Darlington front stretch, where fans were sure they had seen the last of King Richard.
Every time the car would turn over, my arm would come out the window, and then it'd turn back over, and I'd go in, and then it'd turn back over, and it'd come out five or six times.
When we did turn over and stuff, I had a rag in my mouth, and it came out, and it scared all the TV people that was looking because they didn't know if it was my insides coming out or what?
Rescuers found Richard upside down and unconscious. He had passed out from the pain of his broken shoulder, but to the fans' delight, Richard survived and raced again. 10 years later at Pocono Raceway, another spectacular crash.
Cobble Petty just broke a front. He hit the wall, flying up in the air right in front of Chuck Brown, who's sliding up into the wall. Waltrip is in it. He has just slammed into the side of Petty. They're sliding off the turn. There's cars, three cars now. Petty, Bound, and Waltrip. It looked like something broke on the front end of Petty's car, and he slid right into the wall.
Probably about 50 or 60 yards, I knew it was going to hit. So after I got about halfway there, I got my eyes shut real tight. And I don't know if it hit anything. If it hit anything, I didn't see it. You can bet on that. But I knew it was going to hit. Most of the time when you have trouble like that, it happens so quick you don't have time to even think about it. Well, this year I said, this is going to hurt. You know, it's one of them deals. And it did.
The impact broke Richard's neck that day at Pocono, but he was back behind the wheel the following weekend in Talladega. During his recovery, he never missed a race.
Prevalent turn number four, Richard Petty's car goes airborne, Andover, and there's two or three other cars in it.
In 1988, the King took a wild ride down the front stretch at Daytona, just past halfway of the season opening race.
I think more people remember me from that wreck than all the races we run down there.
Petty has hit the wall very hard. He gets hit again as the car came to rest at the entrance to pit road. Petty's car is really smashed front and rear as he went into the outside retaining wall.
You know, we was lucky. The car tore all the pieces, and you know, I got out and walked away. So I always looked at it from the standpoint that the good Lord gave me a guardian angel. And every time things look bad, he'd pick me out of the car, crash the car, and then stick me back in it, and it's worked so far.
Coming up?
You know, you got to figure back then, we just had a bucket seat, and that was all. They didn't have all the resistance deals that they got in. I mean, the guys now are sitting in a tub, more or less, and which is great. I mean, it's from safety deal.
It's been said, no pain, no gain. And while Richard Petty endured his share of hurt and injury from his rare but spectacular racing accidents, the crashes brought about some of NASCAR's most significant safety innovations.
He went right straight into the wall. The car hit, bounced up in the air, turned around.
His tumbling crash at Darlington in 1970 prompted NASCAR officials to mandate safety nets in the driver's side windows. Richard's son, Kyle Petty.
You know, when my dad wrecked at Darlington and his arm came out the window, my grandmother took some cloth and sewed it all together, and they came up with the window net. And my grandmother, it's in the Hall of Fame over there, in the NASCAR Hall of Fame, one of the first window nets that my grandmother sewed up.
I think up to that time, I think they made us run the window net at Riverside because we would go around to the right instead of the left. And I think they made us do that once or twice out there. And then NASCAR said, you know, this would we having these problems everywhere, so they started mandating the window net, and then everybody in all kinds of racing, no matter where you go, they all got window nets now.
Something broke on the front end of Petty's car, and he slid right into the wall.
You know, he was one of the players that would go to Daytona and tested the inner liners, and he's talked about it, running down the backstretch at 150 or 60 miles an hour and running over a metal strip and blowing a tire on purpose at 150 or 60 miles an hour to see if it would fall down on the inner liner. And that if you could maintain control, which that's just psychotic to me, to think that you would come off turn two at that time at 150 or 60 and run over something to intentionally blow out a tire. And Goodyear, my dad believed in Goodyear his whole life because of that, because of some of the stuff they did. We had a deal where they called it a Petty bar forever. My dad and them. The rule book said you had to have these roll bars in a car, but my dad had been in a wreck, and part of it, the roof had kind of caved in, so they put an extra bar in the car. And a lot of guys copied that and just called it a Petty bar, and now it's a standard bar. And it just kind of, the sport began to evolve from a safety standpoint.
Next time on Richard Petty Road to Royalty.
A short track victory here in Martinsville, Virginia for one of the greatest short track racers and one of the greatest stock car racers in the world.
He was always really good at those short racetracks. I mean, that's one thing about Richard.
Hear that and much more next Tuesday on Richard Petty Road to Royalty. Until then, I'm Mike Bagley. Have a great week.
Richard Petty, Road to Royalty, is produced under an exclusive license with NASCAR. Any use of the description and accounts contained in this broadcast must be with the express written consent of NASCAR and the Motor Racing Network.